This is Dakota Datebook for January 21st. To err is to be human. One of the most common human mistakes is estimating time. We say we'll be there in 20 minutes, but it actually takes us twice as long. These types of miscalculations have been going on for as long as people roamed the earth. One of the biggest miscalculations in recorded history happened here in North Dakota. The Corps of Discovery first arrived in what is now North Dakota on October 14, 1804. The men found the landscape beautiful, but worried as they felt winter on the wind. Sure enough, after five more days of travel, it snowed. They knew they needed to take shelter for the winter, so they were quite relieved when they met the friendly Mandan and Hidatsa towards the end of October. Happy with their situation, the Corps began building what became Fort Mandan about 12 miles from the location of current-day Washburn. After almost 2 months of chopping and hoisting cottonwood trees, the men finally finished the fort on December 24th, just in time for Christmas. On Christmas Day, they flew the nation's flag, marking the first time it had flown over North Dakota. Their joy would soon be tempered by a harsh winter, with vicious winds and temperatures as low as 45 degrees below zero. While the Mandan and Hidatsa understood the power of insulated earthen lodges, the explorers' poorly insulated cabins forced them to burn large amounts of wood to stay warm. In the midst of the winter, on this 7-degree snowy date in history, Clark decided to calculate how long it would take to get home. He was off by almost a year. A lot of factors went into this miscalculation. For one, the expedition was in uncharted territory. While the Mandan and Hidatsa shared what travel information they could, they had always traveled west on horseback, not by boat, and they had never gone past the Rocky Mountains. That meant Clark was making little more than a guess when he estimated that it would take 3 months to reach the ocean from the Rocky Mountains. He was also likely cold and wishing to be optimistic. The men left Fort Mandan in April of 1805 in high spirits and continued to be awed by the beauty of the countryside throughout their journey. But it wasn't until November 15th that they finally reached the Pacific Ocean, and it would be an additional 10 months before their return to St. Louis. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Lucid Thomas. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.